This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. In 2020, only 44 states had worse voter turnout than West Virginia. But the state is not alone in low young voter turnout. Studies show that nationwide, young people are disillusioned with democracy.
About 75% of people born in the 1930s say it is essential to live in a society governed democratically. People born in the 1980s and later, that number is 25%.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Luke Frazier. The State Budget Office released a new revenue report for the month of May. Jack Walker has the details.
West Virginia collected roughly $76 million less revenue last month than it did in May 2023. That's a decrease of more than 16%. Despite this, the state is still exceeding revenue estimates set by the State Budget Office. West Virginia's revenue this fiscal year has exceeded annual estimates from the office by roughly 14%. June is the final month of the State Budget Office's current fiscal year. Budget analysts have previously predicted that West Virginia will collect less revenue this year after sweeping income tax cuts from Governor Jim Justice. For his part, Justice described the state's surplus as proof of strong financial decision-making. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jack Walker in Shepherdstown.
Summer has nearly arrived here in West Virginia. The mountains have filled in and rounded out with lush green trees. The air is getting warmer and the days longer. Brianna Heaney sat down with National Park Ranger Eve West to talk about ways to enjoy the nation's newest national park at the New River Gorge.
What are some activities in the park and the national riverways that listeners can enjoy this summer?
Well, there's always a lot of things you can do on their own. We have guided activities, and I'll talk about those in just a little bit. But there's, you know, a number of activities that people can enjoy just by themselves. They can hike a trail. We've got a lot of different types of trails. They can contract or go out with a guide on the river, which if they're going to be in the lower gorge and they don't have a lot of experience, that's something they will want to do. And, you know, we can provide at the park a list of the guides and whatnot. If they've got a ducky, they can get out on the water themselves. We want to make sure folks remember to wear their PFDs or their life jackets. So that's something I always consider for safety. They can fish. They can, there's sections of the river that we actually allow hunting. So, you know where those areas are. And, you know, you can always just get out and enjoy the scenery. Just bag a view, I like to say. It's a good place just to hang out and enjoy things.
Yeah, absolutely. What makes summer in this park special?
I think one of the things that makes summer here at New River and really in West Virginia in general very, very special is, you know, having lived in other parts of the United States where you have a lot of heat, a lot of humidity, a lot of insects, a lot of things that just make it sometimes the summer's not quite as much fun to be outside. We don't really have that here. I mean, you know, we may get some humidity, but it's relative to, say, the South. I mean, it's pretty dry here. We get some cooler days, like here it is the end of May, and it's in the mid-60s. So, you know, those 90-degree, 115-degree temperatures that you get in the South, you just don't get that here. And I think that's one of the things that makes West Virginia and this area a wonderful place to visit and to recreate in the summertime. You know, it's a four-season park, obviously. We have, you know, skiing here in the wintertime, too, but the summertime, getting out and enjoying the birds and the vegetation, the flora that changes so much. You know, it's in the longer days, of course, and the warmer weather, too, we get for the water sports. It's really the best time to take advantage of the river. We've got 53 miles of National River here that you can swim in, play in, raft in, recreate, or I like to say recreate yourself in.
As the weather warms up, some of the animals are also coming out of hibernation. You can, just sitting here, hear the birds chirping. What kind of wildlife should visitors expect to see, and how can those visitors observe that wildlife safely?
Well, I can almost guarantee you that if you go to Grandview, you're going to see deer. That's just a given. There are bear in the park. You'll be very fortunate if you get to see one, but they are there, so keep your eyes open. We've got all kinds of mammals that live in the park. If you're out on the river, you might see an otter, you might see a mink. If you're lucky, you'll see a great blue heron. That's kind of our icon in the park, one of our symbols. So you'll see them out wade fishing. You'll see a lot of raptors in the park. We have a lot of different kinds of raptors and, hawks and different breeds and species. We have bald eagles. We have osprey. So there's plenty of bird life that you'll see as well. And then the typical stuff, too, like I said, the squirrels and the deer and things of that nature. As far as safely being around them, they're probably afraid or scared of you than you are of them. So they'll typically avoid you. I mean, I've run into bear out here before, and they have just hightailed it away. So it's like, who says eek the loudest? But that said, definitely do not feed the wildlife. Yeah, because we don't have animals begging for food here like you do in some national park areas. Give them a distance, be smart about it. Don't approach them too closely.
That was National Park Ranger Eve West speaking with Brianna Heaney at the New River Gorge Park headquarters in Glen Jean. You can find more of this interview on our website at wvpublic.com. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:50. Areas of fog this morning, becoming partly sunny. A slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high temperatures in the 80s. Rain and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the 50s and 60s. And rain and thunderstorms continue tomorrow with highs in the 70s and 80s. Support for WVPB is provided by HD Media, presenting digital and print subscriptions for the Charleston Gazette Mail and Herald Dispatch. Information at hdmediallc.com. Voter turnout in West Virginia and across the country is low. It's even worse among young voters who say they are disconnected and not interested. Just before the May 14th primary election, two journalism students from Northwestern University's Maddow School of Journalism, based in Washington, D.C., came to the Mountain State to report on the state's low voter turnout and the impact it has on young voters. They spoke with students at WVU and Bridge Valley Community and Technical College. This is part of a larger project they are working on about how young people's disillusionment with political institutions is a threat to democracy.
I'm Anastasia Mason.
And I'm Megan Downey.
We're in our early 20s and we both study politics.
So we've been following the upcoming election pretty closely.
A lot of my friends don't care about politics or voting. So we wanted to find out, are we unusual?
According to the data, yes. Young people turn out to vote a lot less than older folks, and it's worse in some states than others.
West Virginia is one of those states. In 2020, only 4 states had worse young voter turnout. So we packed up our bags and headed to the Mountain State to find out why.
We stopped at West Virginia University, and this was the first thing we heard. There, we asked the students whether they'll participate in the upcoming election.
Probably not. I just don't really know a whole lot about it, so.
I definitely feel like there's not as many people who are focused on voting because they think that one vote can't make a difference.
Honestly, I don't know who the candidates are. We talk about Biden.
That was Emily Reed, Sam Carver, and Alana Berry. Like most of the young people we met, they're not sure they're going to vote.
18 to 29-year-olds feel disconnected from politics across America. A poll released last month from Harvard's Kennedy School showed the lowest levels of confidence in public institutions since the survey began 24 years ago. According to Amherst College professor Austin Sarrett, it's a stark contrast to previous generations.
About 75% of people born in the 1930s say it is essential to live in a society governed democratically. People born in the 1980s and later, that number is 25%.
So, are the kids all right? They're not voting, they're frustrated, and they're disillusioned with democracy.
How did we get here? And more importantly, why don't young West Virginians vote?
It's a problem that even long-term political organizers have been struggling with, like the West Virginia Citizen Action Group. The organization has worked for nearly 50 years to encourage citizen participation in government. We visit the group's headquarters in an early 20th century brick house full of old photographs, campaign signs, worn in leather couches, and mismatched stained glass windows.
Julie Archer, the group's project manager, says the culture here plays a role in why folks don't vote.
Part of it might be like kind of Appalachian, like fatalism. We have had some like examples of like politicians that were pretty corrupt. And so anytime you have something like that, I mean, I think it just reflects negatively on even the people who are in there who are good and who are responsive to their constituents and want to do the right thing.
For 80 years, West Virginia was a blue state. In 2000, the state flipped red and has become increasingly conservative since. But Julie and her fellow activists say West Virginians feel whether it's Democrats or Republicans in charge, the state's big problems, especially poverty, don't go away.
It's no wonder many West Virginians feel like their vote won't make a difference. For Julie, this perpetual cycle almost seems like part of the West Virginian identity. And it's seeping into younger generations, too. Amherst professor Austin Sarrett says there's a big problem, not just in West Virginia, but across the country.
Many of the students that I teach are caught between hope and resignation. And that resignation is young people have reason to be resigned and disillusioned. How do you move a group of people, a community, a society, a university, from one place to the next. And what's missing between resignation and hope is a commitment to democracy.
Data proves this. Nearly a third of youth believe democracy is no longer viable in the U.S., according to a 2023 YouGov study. The stark contrast between this generation and previous generations' commitment to democracy is alarming.
Why people my age more attached to democracy? In part because we grew up at a time when democracy was really threatened by fascism and communism. Young people have grown up at a time when they could take democracy for granted with all of its flaws.
Sarah thinks things can get better. There were record turnouts of young voters last election.
A conversation about democracy, which was dormant before Donald Trump came down the elevator, is not very much part of the American conversation. And maybe that will, over time, reconnect people to why democracy is important, why participation is important, why it's important to get out there and get your hands dirty.
For the Medill News Service, I'm Anastasia Mazin.
And I'm Megan Downey.
That was Megan Downey and Anastasia Mason from the Medill School of Journalism reporting on the youth vote in West Virginia. They produced a longer version of this story, and you can find it on our website at wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Brianna Heaney, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Emily Rice, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Liz McCormick, and Maria Young. Eric Douglas produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.